Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdictson. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we're talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 16, the season finale. It is our instant cast. We just literally finished watching.
Yep.
Gary, what are your thoughts?
This was an emotional episode. I'm still in my feelings about it.
I'm too.
I can't believe my girl Sasha's gone. And remember, like, two episodes ago when it was, like, the fake out when she ran in. I was like, I didn't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tonight I actually felt something. And I'm kind of sad she's gone. And I'm kind of mad that the job wasn't finished.
Yeah, I think I'm a little emotional as well right now. It could be the alcohol, but it could also be... it also could be the show. Like, right now, I keep thinking of the show as real life, and right now I'm thinking, okay, we can't stop right here. I want to know what happens. And then it's like, okay, it's a show. They haven't written what happens next. But with Michonne getting so close to dying, Sasha actually dying, like, I never thought Sasha would take that pill. So I don't know how we can move forward with whatever happens to Eugene if he comes back to Alexandria. Like, I don't know how I could ever...
There's no coming back.
There's no... Yeah, it's like, it's unforgivable right now.
Not only that, Eugene's not coming back. Right now, he is Negan.
He said it.
And we were trying to decide, like, episode after episode, whether he was for real, for real.
Right.
And Eugene is for real, for real.
Yeah, he is.
He believes he's Negan. He has taken on his role.
I would say I enjoyed the episode, though, I guess.
Oh, it was a great episode.
It was good. It was a little, like, I didn't feel he was emotional at the time. But just looking now, like, having 5 minutes to think back to everything that happened, like, I don't know. Sasha, like, it hurt me. Like, I didn't think it would hurt me, but it kind of hurt me. Like, damn. Like, she took one for the team. And I think that's what kind of hurt me, is that she didn't just die willy-nilly. She didn't get killed. Like, she actually took that pill, knowing, hoping of what it could do.
Right.
And that's brave right there. Like, something that most people wouldn't be able to do. So, I would say the episode was good.
Well, at that point, she didn't have a choice. They were bringing her along, and she knew that she would be, like, bait.
Right.
Rick says, show us Sasha. And I guarantee you, if Negan would have opened that door and Sasha was all right, we probably would have gave up. Rick probably would have said, lower your weapons. But Sasha's a fighter. Sasha probably would have said, if she was alive, she probably would have said, do not put your weapons down.
Mm-hmm.
Fight.
I don't know if Rick would have given up the weapons. I know he says show us Sasha, but I think he was at least just trying to like pull their bluff. Like, hey, let's see if she's actually even there. But I think if Rick would have saw that it was Sasha, he would have been able to look in her eyes and she would have been like, do not give up this fight for me. But when he opened the door and the walker Sasha came out, I was shocked. I was surprised. I'm like still in shock. Like, I don't know. That takes a lot to commit suicide. Like, especially when you don't want to die.
I wasn't shocked. I knew she took the pill already. Everything, she had flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Of her. She had current events.
Yeah, her and
I mean, it was just too Abraham. Much Sasha.
Right.
It was flashback over flashback. Because it was a flashback to her and Abraham. There was flashback to when her and Negan was talking.
Yeah. And then it was a flashback, like her and Maggie sitting there reminding me of when her and Maggie first met Abraham. Aaron. When they first met Aaron. Like, that's the only time I ever saw her and Maggie sitting next to each other like that. So I don't know if that flashback was for that purpose, but that every time it showed her and Maggie sitting next to each other, that's what I thought of when they had the little box that made the music or whatever, the little music box, and they first met Aaron. That's the flashback that I got from that scene.
Right. But her and Maggie had plenty of time to bond.
Right.
They've been at the hilltop for forever now.
Yeah. And they both lost people. That was when she lost Bob and Maggie lost her sister. So they had a lot of time to bond over that loss.
Right. And it's kind of hard when you build a relationship. It's like every relationship you build, it gets taken away from you. Mm-hmm. Like Maggie and Sasha, they've been at a hilltop for a couple of months. We could guess, but we don't know with The Walking Dead. It could have been like a couple of days.
Right.
But they've been at a hilltop for a while, and they've been bonding, building a relationship. I'm pretty sure they were like sisters.
Yeah.
You know, they were protecting each other. And now, at the end, Maggie have to put her down.
Oh, yeah, because Jesus looked like he tackled her at the end.
Jesus held her.
Held her down, and then Maggie's the one that actually finished the right. job.
So I knew it had to be tough on Maggie. It's tough on everybody. It's tough on me.
Right, right. And it's, once again, it's where The Walking Dead, I don't know, they have those surprise episodes where you don't feel you'll ever care about a character dying. Like, Sasha, I don't have any feelings towards her. But I guess it's the same as when Beth died. Like, I could care less about Beth, Maggie's little sister. But her death kind of hit me hard when it happened. I was like, damn, I'm glad she's gone because it's tired of that character. But it was real sad. And I feel that same way about Sasha. Like, I wasn't tired of her character, but I had no feelings towards her character. But I don't know. It's like, it's sad. It's sad that it's more sad than I expected it to be. And maybe it's because she didn't have to die. And then seeing how Negan at the end was like, okay, we're going to war. And seeing your prediction come true with the...
Right, the junkyard people.
Yeah, like they betrayed Rick. And it was almost like, okay, who has the better deal for us? And to me, those are the worst people where they're just taking deals from whoever will give them, okay, you offer us this, okay. We're going to go to the next person that has the highest bid. And it's like they have no morals. They have no...
It's like no honor amongst thieves.
Right, right.
Because we fulfilled our bargain. We gave you the guns. But now since someone else made you a better deal, you mean you tore our contract up?
Right.
I mean, a contract is a contract.
And then what is up with Jadis telling Michonne at the beginning of the episode, oh, I'm going to lay with him after this? Like, what's the point of you saying that if you plan on betraying them?
She probably was just being real. She probably thought Michonne would be dead at first.
But why would Rick ever want to get with her if she betrayed him?
I mean, would he have a choice? I mean, to kidnap, tie up, force Rick to do things he didn't want to do? So let's talk about this slippery character, Negan.
Okay.
How he kept getting out of, he got out of the, I'm sorry, Sasha bite. When the tire came, he somehow escaped that.
Yeah, even the second person that the tiger bite, Shiva bite, it was right next to Negan again, but right. It wasn't Negan.
I mean, Negan rode off in the sunset with his middle finger up.
Now, the middle part, the biggest part I want to talk about is how did Dwight, like, why was Dwight loose? Like, Was that all a play on Dwight's part?
No, that was a part of the plan. Remember, Dwight said what he was going to do. He said, they're coming. They will be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I can slow them down by knocking down trees. And he would go there. So with Dwight coming with Negan, that's why he came with him, because he fulfilled his part of the plan. So it's like now we have an inside man.
So Dwight is on Rick's side.
Right. As far as I know, and the reason I say yes, because, you know, it could go either way. But the reason I say yes is because what he said he was going to do, it was done. He said, I will slow him down. I knocked the trees down.
But did we see trees knocked down?
We did. We saw Negan had to go through certain things. Their crew had to go through certain things to get to Alexandria.
Okay. I guess I missed that part. Because when I saw Dwight with Negan, I was like, hold on. How did he get on that side? I thought he would be on Rick's side at the time, but... Okay, so he's still working undercover.
He is.
All right.
So we lost one, Eugene, but we gained Dwight.
All right. Maybe.
I'm gonna go with a hard yes. And I think so.
And then is the trash can people dead except for Jadis?
No, they all got away.
All of the trash can people?
Well, whoever didn't die got away. Remember when she put the smoke bombs up?
Oh, and yeah, and they start the leaving. You're right. Because that's the part when Daryl climbed up to the fence and saw that the world was empty. I was like, no, finish the job. This is almost going back to season 5 when Rick was like, let's kill the Terminus. Like, and everyone was like, no, we got away. And Rick was like, no, we need to finish it. I'm like, okay, it's season 7 now. You guys need to finish this. Go in the car. Go after them. Don't we're not stopping right now. So when Daryl climbed the fence and it was no one left, I'm like, no, get in the car and let's finish this job. Like, why wait until 6 months later, 7 months later when they decide to hit again?
Right.
So I was kind of disappointed in that part of the storyline, like that they were like, oh, they left. Like, no, they can only be how many feet away? Like, you know, they can only be a mile away in their car or whatever.
You think about it like this. They're damaged and we're damaged. We have to get our people back up to par.
No, hit them while they're still weak.
But do we have enough people to hit them while they're weak?
They're not expecting us to go after them. So, yes, hit them while they're weak, while they're not expecting it.
I don't know.
They're running, so they feel like they are super weak. We're running after them, so we feel like we're strong. Hit them now. Rest later. That was my idea.
I kind of agree with what they're doing. I kind of agree with us. We get our manpower back up. We let our people heal. Because when war come, look at all the people Negan had. Negan had probably hundreds of people, and we had like 50.
That's all you got to do when the sides are in your favor.
So I think you have to regroup and play chess. Regroup and come up with a strategy.
Now, did you think Carl was going to die? Monique was like, man, I'm going to have to kill him right now.
I was hoping he wouldn't, but that's another thing that had me in my feelings. Okay. I was like, oh, no, we about to lose more people.
I know. I was like, oh, this is going to be sick. And then when Shiva came, and I was surprised to see Shiva. I really thought the Oceanside people was going to come. But at the same time, I thought, well, how does Oceanside people know where they are?
Well, hopefully they add them to the mix next season.
Yeah, definitely.
But by Negan saying that, oh, you forgot I was the same guy who did this to your friends. You thought I was just a guy that makes spaghetti.
Right.
Yeah, Negan's crazy. He's a funny character. But one thing I have to respect about the trash people, although they have to die, is that they lived up to their role to the fullest. I mean, when they pulled up in a dumpster, I about died. I'm like, dude, that only had the junkyard people. They drive around in the dumpsters.
Wait, they were in a dumpster?
They, you know, they had the little trash trucks, the garbage man trucks.
No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Okay. I did not notice that.
I mean, they were going to collect trash for real. So that's one thing I had to respect about them. But other than that, they got to go. One thing about them is you don't know whose side they're on. You don't know if they're going to just fall back, or you don't know if they're going to help Negan. I think they're just going to fall back, but we still got to take them out.
Right, because even when she was like, the deal was 12, and I don't know if she meant that the deal was 12 people, 12 of her people stay?
No, I think she got 12 of the Alexandria people.
Okay, no, because then he was like 10, and she was like, 12, and he's like, and they kind of looked at him.
But he said people are valuable.
Yeah, but then he was like 10. So if it was 10, why would he agree to lesser when she was saying 12? So I'm thinking she said...
No, I'm thinking she said she wanted 12 people. That was a deal.
Yeah, 12 of her people to stay.
No, I think she wanted 12 of the Alexandria people. And he said, no, you get 10. He said, people are valuable. And she was like, 12.
You mean she thinks she's actually going to get some of the Alexandria people to come with her?
Right.
Okay.
That's what I got out of that scene. I didn't get that she wanted her people to stay. Because why would she want her people to stay? She need her people.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought she meant that she was willing to give up 12 of her people to Negan. I mean, but now that I say it, it doesn't make sense when he says 10.
Yeah, why would he agree to less people? No, she wanted people.
Okay.
And I guarantee you Rick was going to be one of those people. They say, you know, we see Rick naked.
Right.
With some salt sprinkled on him. Buttered up. So sometimes it's hard being right. Because when I said the junkyard people were probably the traitors, I wanted deep in my heart to believe that they weren't. Especially when the episode started and they said we will win. They were on Alexandria's side. And it turned out that they were. I'm like, I was pissed off.
I was kind of pissed off when Michonne was fighting that one junkyard person. And I'm like, why are you talking while you're fighting? She's like, no, when, like, she was talking while she was fighting. Like, why are you wasting your breath right now, Michonne? Just fight them. Just kill him. I mean,
maybe
him.
She had to give herself a pep talk while she was fighting. Because she was getting her ass beat pretty bad.
No, she was. She looked pretty horrible.
So when you're taking an L like that, maybe you want to say a couple of things. You know, say a couple of things to kind of make you think you're not taking that L.
Right.
Like, I am winning. So I think she was trying to give herself a little motivational talk. Like, she got to get back into it. The Jengar people are kind of strong.
No, they are. They really were.
I mean, come on. They be picking up trash all day. Picking up trash. Even the walker that Rick fought that one time, that walker was built.
Right.
So that's not an easy group to beat. King Ezekiel to the rescue.
Yeah, and Shiva and Jerry.
And Jerry, yeah.
I was surprised. And Yara from Game of Thrones.
Just everybody at the kingdom for stepping up. That's real big.
Right.
But what do you think about his motivational speech?
Okay, once again, who has time to talk when there's a war? Like, I heard him saying something, but so much was going on, I didn't really pay attention.
Well, I mean, before the war, at the beginning of the episode when he was talking to Morgan.
Oh, what'd he say to Morgan?
When he was telling Morgan that you need to come on board, that we need to get our people together, we need to get our, what did he say? Did he say allies or what was the word he used?
I missed that part then. That was before the fighting and
stuff. It was allies. He said we need to build an alliance. So you need to get on board. And then he told Morgan, he didn't say, I think we're going to win. He told Morgan, he said, we're going to win this. We're going to beat them.
Okay, I missed that part. I missed that part, yeah.
But he said in some kind of, you know, that the way he talked.
I know at one point when the fighting was going on, he was talking, and I really didn't have time to pay attention to him because I was in shock of everything else that was going on in the episode. Like, I think when we found out, well, when the episode kind of first started, and it was showing Sasha, and then she was kind of looking drowsy with the headphones on, we're like, what's going on with her? But then when it kept going back, flashing back and forth to her and Abraham, and then her finally being in the box, and I believe I saw we saw her take the pill. I was like, oh shit, she took that pill. And then I realized I understood what I was seeing. It kind of made me miss a lot of other stuff that was going on in the episode because I was like, just surprised. Like, I know a lot of people kind of thought Sasha was gonna die when she went into
the compound.
Yeah, into the compound. But when she didn't, I don't know if I expected her to die or die in that way. So I was just taken back by it, and that I was kind of so focused on that. Like, even after when she came out and bit and tried to bite Negan, I was so focused on that. I kind of missed other stuff. So I'm definitely gonna have to watch again because I was lost in that whole Sasha. And I'm like, damn, like, did she really just do that? I don't know. That's not like a mind fuck right there, you know?
I feel you. It felt real good to know that we have everybody on the same page. We have the hilltop, the kingdom, Alexandria. And you saw at the end, Maggie, Rick, and King Ezekiel were standing on stage.
Right.
So we already know that Maggie has the hilltop.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't show us what happened to Jeffrey, Gregory, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
They didn't show us what happened to him. But we know that Maggie was on the stage as one of the leaders. Rick, which, you know, he's one of the leaders. And King Ezekiel, which we already know. But that was a big moment.
I actually like that. I like that scene. At the same time, I kind of think sometimes, like, what is Maggie doing? She knows she's a high-risk pregnancy. She needs to sit her ass down. But I did like it. I liked it.
Well, that's all I got for now. Anything?
Yeah, no, I think that's all I got. I definitely have to watch again because so much sometimes it was going on so fast and I was just in complete shock. Like, even when Negan said he was going to kill Rick seemed so much more calm than he did the first time around in the season premiere when he was going to have to chop off Carl's hand. So when Negan was like, yeah, I'm going to have to kill your son, and I liked him, Rick didn't even, like, beg or plead like he would have in the season premiere. It was almost like he accepted the fact, but was like, yeah, I don't want my son to die, but you know what? In the end, I'm going to kill your ass anyways.
Well, I'm pretty sure before the war, they all expected to die.
Okay.
They probably all had a conversation and was like, this is what might happen. So after you had that conversation and you know that you're at risk to die.
Right.
And most likely would happen. I'm pretty sure the fear is gone.
Yeah. So he probably already said his goodbye to Carl.
All of them probably said their goodbyes to each other.
Right. Right. Because he was like so calm. Like, okay. Like, Rick's not begging and pleading like he did in the season premiere. But at this point, he knows that's no use. That's not going to do him any good. So I kind of like that. But at the same time, I was so scared. I was like, oh, Carl is still just a kid. So when Shiva came in and interrupted everything, I was like, good. Because I was not ready to see, like, a child get beaten with a bat.
And
it's
crazy that Negan don't believe in raping women, but he believe in killing kids.
Kids, yeah. His ideologies on life and morals and all that other stuff is really messed up.
It is.
But we will be back. We'll watch the episode a second time in great detail. Pay attention. Our emotions will be definitely more under control because the Sasha thing is really crazy. Like, I know people expected Sasha to die, and I expected her to die from the kingdom. Or, excuse me, from the saviors. I didn't expect her to die.
So you expected her to die during war.
Yeah, during war. I expected for one of them to kill her. But to see that she took her own life in order to help her people, which she did. She wasn't able to kill Negan, but her coming out there as a walker definitely helped save their lives. Because Carl would have been dead right now. A lot of them would have been dead right now if they didn't have those 5 seconds of what the fuck is going on right now with Sasha. So it drew me back just as much as it drew them. Although they're fast thinkers, they're like, okay, Sasha's dead, let's go act. You know,
Carl is quick.
Did Carl kill some people in that moment too?
Yeah, he was like the first one to start shooting.
Okay.
As soon as Sasha came out and started trying to bite at Negan, Carl turned around and killed like three of them.
All right.
Instantly.
Yes, so that was good. All right, you guys, so we will be back Tuesday with our full recap. We would love to hear from you and get your feedback. dead@theverdictsin.com or Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/theverdictsin. Just remember, if you do not write in or you don't listen to the full recap, we will be back with Fear the Walking Dead in June.
Please tune in.
On the same feed, so make sure to tune in if you don't listen to our full recap there, but we definitely like to hear from as many people as possible. And of course, if you've been listening to our show this whole season long, we would love a review and rating on iTunes for this podcast.
And also subscribe to our website.
Yes, theverdictsin.com. You'll get all of our podcasts as soon as we post them. So all the different ones that we do. And we're going to start American Crime as soon as The Walking Dead. We're finished with that. We're going to go ahead and start binging the 3 episodes that came out by then and go ahead and start taping that, as well as Empire, if you watch Empire. All right, so we'll be back Tuesday night with a full recap. We'd love to hear from as many people as possible. Give us your feedback, your predictions, your awards, whatever you got. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary. Bye.